And now, the internationally recognized, critically acclaimed, world-famous Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
Pastor Rennick, Super Bowl Sunday is upon us. You have a tithing box, and that is Pastor William Rennick joining us from Joyful Union Congregation. And the reason why I am talking with the pastor today is because you have set up a tithing box, I understand, which is out in front of the church for this Sunday only.
For this Sunday only, Phil, we'll ask people to, whatever donation they've got, whatever they want to tie the church, you know.
They can go in front of the church.
Come in front of Joyful Union. We're in Bellflower, on Bellflower Boulevard, and can drop their tithing and the donation off there. And whatever they can afford, whatever they can contribute, we're certainly very grateful.
Okay, so you're not open. The church is not you. Are there any services this Sunday?
Well, there are no services on Super Bowl Sunday. And most churches across the country observe some kind of a moratorium on service because of the festivities of the day. But people can still tithe. They can still contribute. Is the point I'm trying to make to any of that church. Our church would try to make it easy, where you can drop it off at a tithing box, drop off donation box.
I didn't know that our church is closed on Super Bowl Sunday.
Well, I know that our church did not have, sir. I think most churches in the last several years have recognized the need to hold moratorium, have families enjoy their time together, and have our families enjoy the day together, which Super Bowl Sunday. Now, we don't have services on Super Bowl Sunday. I think you find a lot of churches are going in that direction. I don't know the rule, but there's...
Well, how many would you say of all the churches? You know, I'm sorry to say this. I go to Mass, a Catholic Mass, maybe...
What they call a Jack Catholic, Phil, I know. You go on
Yeah, I go on what? What is it? Midnight Mass?
You go to Midnight Mass, you go to Easter Sunday. But no, we don't have our services on Super Bowl Sunday. I think most pastors recognize that the level of futility in having a service on Super Bowl Sunday where people's minds are going in a completely other direction, you know. And so there are all kinds of churches, and they have all kinds of agendas, but in order for people to continue to support our church, we have a tithing box.
I'm interested in this, if you don't mind talking with me about the idea that there's no church on Super Bowl Sunday.
Well, if you think about on Sunday, have you been there? Did you go to Mass on Super Bowl Sunday?
Well, if I wouldn't have done. No, I probably not. I mean, if I've gone to Mass on Super Bowl Sunday, no, I don't think I have. I mean, not since I was a kid.
No, there's a level of futility. You know, you're going to have a religious service on Super Bowl Sunday. You're not seeing the same people in the congregation that you usually see, because most of the people that you usually see are staying at home and watch the game, and you don't see the same. And we here is a very good point I would make. As a minister, as a preacher, I draw a great deal of energy from my congregation. Now, when I look out from the pulpit and I see faces of people who are not very interesting faces, say. People who are not...
I'm sorry, did you say not very interesting faces?
Well, the people are about kind of odds and ends. You know, they're not the usual people. They're not very interesting. They don't look too... they're not as intelligent, say, as the usual... last year, I can tell you, I had noticed something that other pastors had noticed. Well, every year on Super Bowl Sunday, I noticed I would look out and see less interesting faces. The faces are getting duller, and I say that with the greatest of love, but they're getting a little bit of duller, a little bit. And I began a sermon entitled Paul on the Road to Damascus. The wonderful story from the Bible about the conversion of Paul. I got about 5 minutes into it, and I said, I looked out at these people who didn't look like they were getting it at all. And I said, and I hope you'll forgive me. I said to God, I hope you'll forgive me. I said, to hell with it. And I said, and Bill Chambers, one of the ushers that day, he said he could hear my car start from inside the church, hear my car start. And he said, I heard you peel out. I swear to God, the people still sit there. Oh, why would I waste my valuable time? You know.
And In other words,
I'm telling you, the people are... If you get people going to church on Super Bowl Sunday, they're not the usual people. Intelligent people, young people, open people, well-versed in the Bible. These are duller people. God, forgive me, but the duller people, not the God, forgive me. I say the no point. May God forgive him, but there's no point to stand there and look out of these dead eyes. You know, may God forgive me.
And dead eyes. All right, so what you're saying is...
What I'm telling you, Phil, is we close the church on Super Bowl Sunday because I can't stand up in the pulpit and look out on a sea of, Jesus forgive me, but the dull faces, you know, the dull, dead faces. And so we...
All right, in other words, people that come to church on Super Bowl Sunday are not as interesting or not as smart. Some of them are mentally challenged. Some of them...
Yes, some are mentally challenged, some are infirm, they're blind, they can't see, they're going to go watch the Super Bowl, that's for sure, they're going to come to church, well, that's fine, but you know, I can't. I'm going to stand up there, I wrote a sermon about Paul on the road to Damascus. I got 5 minutes in, I said, to hell with it, you know, and I said, God forgive me, I said, to hell with it. I walked out.
So since last year...
Last year, we don't do service on Sunday, no.
All right. Pastor William Rennick joins us today on our show to talk about the tithing box that's out in front of Joyful Union for people who want to donate or tithe on Sunday, because Super Bowl Sunday is a day where most churches, I don't know if most churches, but your church won't be open. And
the great many churches will not be open, Phil.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, the number here on the Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. We say that it's not going to be open. You mean it's not going to be open? Are the doors locked?
Well, we've got to lock the doors on Sunday, yes. We've got to lock the doors.
What about someone who just wants to come in and pray?
Phil, you know, I would love to be able to say that we keep the church open on Sunday. I can't do that. And the reason why I can't do that is you've got people out watching the Super Bowl. Now, anybody going to come around, you're going to mean somebody not watching the Super Bowl, and I don't know what kind of people are going to get in there. You know, you got people in there going to turn things, you know, turn over the pews. You know, they're welcome to pray on the front steps if they want to.
They're not allowed to go into the church?
Well, no, I can't have it. I can't have it because I don't know what I'm getting. On Super Bowl...
So, if I'm to hear you correctly...
On Super Bowl Sunday, Phil, I'm sorry to interrupt you, Phil, but on...
Go ahead.
On Super Bowl Sunday, you want me to leave the church open? I don't know what I'm getting in there. You know, you got a lot of people coming in there. They might be mentally challenged, deaf, dumb, or not deaf and dumb. God forgive me, but the blind people will come in, they'll turn things over, knock, bump into things. So what I try to do is we have.
Yeah, but you said we're welcome to kneel on the front steps.
They're welcome to kneel on the front steps and pray, yes. And we also got our junk chapel as well. They can pray there. Those pictures. We've got a picture of Jesus there. We've got a picture of myself in there. If they want to pray, they can pray to a picture. The only thing they can pray to is pray to a picture of me, which I'm not saying I'm God, but that's the closest religious symbol we've got. Now, they're welcome to come into our Jason offices and pray in there.
Well, you're not asking them to pray to a picture of you, though.
No, I'm saying if they want to pray to something, the only religious item we've got is a picture of me, so if they want to pray to that. But no, I can't have it, you know.
I'm very interested in the fact that I didn't know the churches were not open. But let me say...
I don't know how many. More and more churches are closing on Super Bowl Sunday, though, Phil. More and more. Because when you get up in the... you know what I say to my congregation? Go home, enjoy your family, be with your family. Enjoy the day. Super Bowl Sunday. And that's when a family and man will get together. The people in America... We bless this land we dearly love.
Right.
And watch the ball game with your family, you know. Praise God. Because, you know, every day you live is a prayer to God, a prayer of thanks to God.
I can understand.
Every day
right.
that you live is a prayer of thanks to God Almighty. And on Super Bowl Sunday, sit down and watch the game. Have a beer, whatever you do. God bless you.
All right, the tithing box is in front of the church?
It'll be out in front of the church, a donation box.
All right, now, as long as you're talking about people on Super Bowl Sunday who you don't know who you're getting into the church, because most, I guess, normal people are watching a game.
Well, I don't mean normal people, Phil. You know, I'm talking about people that... People I'm used to, you know.
All right. How do you know, is the box safe?
Oh, yeah, the box, we keep an eye on it. I keep an eye on it, yeah. No, I've got Bill. I got brother Bill Chambers. I got a number of men to keep an eye on it. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, the number here on the Phil Hendry Show. I'm talking to Pastor William Renick. Super Bowl Sunday is Sunday. His church will be closed, some churches are closed on Super Bowl Sunday because there's no point in keeping the church open. Most people are going to be watching the game. Anybody that is going to go to church is not your normally, socialized, conversant individual. So there's no point in having the church open. They will have a drop box, though, for you to drop off your donations. Our number is 1-800-449-8686 here on the Phil Hendry Show. And the Joyful Union Congregation located in Bellflower, California, to drop off your donations. I'm just fascinated to know. And he said last year he was 5 minutes into a sermon. He looked out on the congregation. It was a Super Bowl Sunday. And he said the faces that stared back at him were a little, he said, were dull and dead. And he said he walked out of the church. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. God's favorite radio show. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
How many people are aware of that?
Well, Phil, I think a lot of Christians are aware more and more. The churches are not open on Super Bowl Sunday. Doesn't mean that we don't love God, but we also have to understand. You got to understand what Jesus said. You know, render unto Caesar the things of Caesar. Render unto God the things of God. What that means is, I'm coming into a church on a Sunday. I'm going to not wasting my time. I don't mean I'm wasting my time, but I got to recognize, you win some, you lose some. You know, and I want to...
What does that mean, you win some, you lose? If church, for instance, didn't Jesus heal the lame? Didn't Jesus heal the sick?
Absolutely.
All right. When you say that on a Super Bowl Sunday, the only kind of people you see in church are the more, dim-witted or the people who are challenged, aren't those the very people?
Phil, I'm not so egotistical as to think I'm Jesus Christ. I'm not Jesus Christ. I know you meet a lot of pastors that think they are Jesus Christ. You meet a lot of preachers who would love to be Jesus Christ. I'm not Jesus Christ. And I'm not going to keep my church open on Super Bowl Sunday so that every lame beggar or man with leprosy or whoever come in my church, I'm not going to cure that man.
But he's coming to hear the word of God. Isn't he coming to hear the word of God?
He can come any Sunday he want to hear the word of God. On Super Bowl Sunday, what you would have me do is stand in a, Phil, look at it. On Super Bowl Sunday, I'm going to stand in a pulpit. I'm looking at a guy with leprosy. And what a man, the word of God is going to give him is, the nose fall off? Would the word going to grow another nose? No way! No, you come to church on a day when I can be the man that give the word of God. I ain't God, you know.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. It's just interesting to me. Please understand, I'm not, I'm not a pastor.
No, but these are good questions, Phil, and need to be answered, but I want to tell people from what point of view they're coming from.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Let's go to John. Hi, John. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, Phil. How are you?
Fine,
I just want to make a quick comment to the minister that's speaking. Now, as you being a man of God, you're not supposed to turn anyone away. We are not perfect. First of all, I'm a deacon.
Yes, sir.
In the church, and over in New Haven, Connecticut.
God bless you.
And I caught the radio station.
Yes, sir.
Now, I'm not here to judge by no means, by no standard.
I appreciate that.
But I feel that God is going to hold you accountable for the souls that's being lost. Why I say that is because we are not to turn anyone away.
I don't want to turn nobody away.
If you shut the church on a Sunday, that means souls are being lost. When people come into the church, that meant that they came in there seeking. They came in there looking for something. There's something in their life that
they're trying to fill.
By you shutting that door, you're locking them out.
I want to ask you a question, brother.
God can't send forth his word to heal or deliver that individual when the doors are being shut.
Brother, I got to ask you a question.
Sure.
Now,
hold on. I got to tell the gentleman. John, turn your radio down, please.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah.
Brother, I'm sorry to ask you this question. I'm going to ask you a question right up front, all right?
Turn the radio down.
Go ahead.
Brother, is that your wife or who was that?
That was my wife on the other line.
Your wife's on the other line? She eavesdropping?
No, no. She's A little, well, she's not upset, but then she's
not
really...
You know, I want to ask you a question. I hope you don't. I hope you're not angry at me. But
no, no, I'm not angry. I'm not here to argue because I don't argue the word of God.
I understand that. But when I heard you talking, I got to ask, was you using the toilet?
No, that was the radio. That was the vibration.
Yeah, I heard what sounded like, you know, like a tinkle sound or something like that, you know.
And what has that got to do with it?
Well, I want to ask about, you talk about respect, you know. Please have respect for me.
No, and I'm not.
I'm here like a tinkle sound in the toilet.
Like I said before, I'm not here to judge.
He wasn't saying
the Bible
that.
Says judge not that you not be judged. I'm not judging you, but I'm just telling you my opinion
as you being
a man of God.
How are you going to go in the toilet while you're talking to me?
He said he was not, so let's move past that if we could, Pastor Renick. I understand what you're saying.
All right, let me say this. The church is not completely closed. We got the tithe box open. They're welcome to pray on the steps. If they want to go to office, there's a picture of me. Now, that's not a picture of Jesus. You're right.
And, okay. And
but there is a picture of me.
I want to get into your mind, get into your mind also. I'm not talking about religion. I'm not talking about any type of, you know, I'm just talking about the word of God. You know, brother, you got some.
Your wife is fooling around. I think she's outside with an electronic device. Do you hear that?
Yes, I'm here.
Did you hear that sound coming like a ray gun or something like that?
Well, one, we're talking a long distance, and I don't know.
Yeah, but you said your wife on the internet. Now, she doesn't have an electronic equipment outside trying to fool around with it.
No, well, I think you're trying to evade the issue here. The issue is the souls of people that's being neglected because, one, you shut the door because you're looking out in the audience. And, you know, when Jesus was preaching, he looked out into the eyes. There was a lot of people that was giving him, you know, looks that was deceiving him, even when he came out of the wilderness.
Yeah, but he didn't see no dimwit, you know.
Eyes of the enemy.
Yeah, but he didn't sell dim, you know, no dimwit.
He didn't push him aside. He spoke with him. He let him say what he had to say, and he told him.
Brother, I understand what you're saying, but see, you call me up. You got your wife tape recording everything I'm saying.
No, he does not.
As a man of God, I promise you.
All right, but
what would that do for me to record
outer space sound.
All right, look, what we're trying to say here, and I think what this gentleman is calling from Connecticut about, on Sunday, when you close a church, you're closing it off to people who may be converted.
Yes.
And you said yourself, Pastor Renick, you were going to give your homily on the conversion of Paul on the road to Damascus.
That's correct.
Well, isn't that a classic example of how God, you know?
I'm not Jesus, all right? I ain't going to hit a bolt of lightning on a man, make him fall off a horse. I don't care if he's Willie Shoemaker.
That's my point.
None
of us are not Jesus. None of us are not perfect.
I'm going to sit there, man. A man come into my church on Sunday, and he got his nose falling off. What have you? Jesus, he cured lepers. I couldn't cure a man of the sniffles.
Pastor, I don't know who you're calling.
If you look
in the Word, the Bible lets us know that we all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
Praise
God. Those people, even if they want to go home and look at the Super Bowl, that means that they have to step up a little more to be delivered.
Amen.
You know, everybody has something in their lives that they have to be delivered.
Well, you know what they got to do? They got to come by Joyful Union Congregation. Drop off a few dollars. Tithe at least. You know, go on home.
See,
look at a man going to come to my church.
No tithes.
It's about soul. Well, I understand that, but I don't want to have no man coming to my church in a bag from a keg or a beer. I think I'll go to the Super Bowl. I better go to church. Now he come in my church.
Well, we won't close, but then we are out. And we still have time to go home. If the men want to go home and watch Super Bowl,
they
have time to do that.
I got a guy that's rat-tailed sitting there listening to my... And what, you ever get heckled on Super Bowl? So I had him. I drunk in my church.
You get drunks in there?
Sometimes, yeah.
Well, because they're looking for something. They're looking for deliverance.
They're looking for a drink.
You know, maybe they're tired of that part of their life.
Could be.
And they're trying to get rid of that life. So they came to you for help.
Thank you, John,
but
for your call.
But you can't get help by shutting them out.
I love to help them, you know, but on Super Bowl Sunday, I come out, there's like five guys out there, and they all look at me with a dumb look. I can't have it.
You're gonna get that. You're in a position where people look up to you.
But it doesn't inspire me. You know, I get inspired. I'm out there. I look at some fresh cheek, you know.
All right, look at John.
You know, a little chick there. Good looking out.
All right, hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry with Pastor Renick.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
Don't be bleaching out on me now, sister.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Dude, I do, in the name of God. You know that.
All right. Pastor William Rennick is joining us from Joyful Union Congregation. Pastor Rennick, how long has your church been there?
Joyful Union has been here since 1931 in the Bellflower, California area. At one time, it was a Jewish synagogue in the 20s, and a neighborhood changed, and a group of Pentecostal come into Bellflower. These were white people at the time, and the neighborhood was very white at the time. And that was a Pentecostal church, you know. And ever since the mid-1930s, been a Pentecostal church, but the neighborhood has changed, you know. And mostly African-American people come here now. But we accept everybody. We accept anybody. We let all people come into our church.
Right.
The only one day that we don't let nobody come into church. And we don't let no one come into church, not because God is taking a day off. You understand what I'm saying, Phil?
I understand.
We don't let nobody come into church. That got Jesus taking a day off. The Jesus never take a day off. God never take a day off. Last year I looked out, I saw nothing but, kind of unathletic kind of people. Listless.
Right.
Kind of dull. I said, well, I'll tell you what, I'm taking a day off. You get a... And God help me, God forgive me for saying, kind of drooler, you know.
Kind of. What, drooler?
Yeah, kind of drooling, yeah. But what I'm saying to you is this. You come to Joyful Union Congregation. Now, you come in here on Super Bowl Sunday. What's the point?
Well,
I mean, what is the point? If every mother's son sitting in front of a high-definition television, and, you know, they got all them squares on a, what do you call it, Phil? They put on a poster board to put a square. You know,
like an office pool?
Yeah, an office pool. I got your office pool. I'm just living in the world we live in today. Because Jesus said, you got to live now. Because tomorrow, baby, you know what? That's a down payment.
All right.
You understand? In other words,
yeah, no, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Pastor William Rennick with us. And Dolores. Dolores, how are you? You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Thank you. I'm fine.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm calling in regards. I'm a Catholic.
Yes, sir.
We have masses on Saturday after 4 o'clock.
There you go.
And on Sundays, the masses
you know, Mr. Henry, a Catholic, too.
Noon.
Mr. Henry, Catholic, too.
And everybody can attend Mass at any given hour, starting at 7 a.m. right on until around noon.
What's that?
So.
What do you talk about?
Everybody has a chance to go to Mass.
Oh, no. I'm talking about going to church.
That's where Mass is conducted, is in church.
The Catholic Mass, that's a whole other thing. It's like Judaism. I'm talking about.
What do you mean Judaism? Catholicism is Christianity.
No, I understand it, but I'm talking about the Pentecost. You know, I'm talking about the Protestant. I'm talking about the New World
our
Church.
Our churches are closed after services because today's people, there's a large tendency of going into the church, stealing.
Well, you know, a lot of these people go in there like they did in the Exorcist. You know, they'll go in there and they defecate. You ever heard about that? A lot of these people go into the church.
I know what goes on in this world. I'm 70 years old.
They'll squat down and,
I know exactly the position.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying, right? And another time, another time I heard about a guy, and his name, Opie Anthony. You know, Opie Anthony went in and he had sex with a girl.
Who?
Opie Anthony?
Opie and Anthony, that was a radio show.
No, the man that had sex with a girl over there in the church, Opie Anthony.
Excuse me, sir. Why are you bringing up all this stuff?
Well, because you're the one that said people go in there.
No, I did not. I said people have a right to they attend Mass.
Are you trying to tell me that people got the right to go into a Catholic church and I don't know what you want to call it, like a law, a turd?
Well, they don't do that.
Well, but you just got them telling me they did.
I'm sorry.
No, she did
we
not,
are modern.
She didn't say that. She said that sometimes people go in, what'd you say, Dolores, and steal?
Yes, that's if the churches aren't closed after a certain hour.
That's what I'm talking about right there, see? Sister, I'm glad you called. Because if you don't close up the church, you got some guy coming in and hate, number one, he hates football. Number two, he need to go to the bathroom. Number three, you're going to pinch one off right there.
And number
three, can't have it.
We have a rectory where there's a priest
what?
Always there. A rectory.
The rectum what? What is it called?
Rectory.
What is she talking about?
And not only that, if people need a priest
rectory.
Very badly, they call the rectory or go directly to the rectory.
Wait, if they need to pee badly...
If they need to pee badly, then they should find a bathroom.
No, you said if they got to pee badly, they go to the rectory.
I did not say that.
Ma'am, yes, you did.
No,
now, God
I
is
didn't.
You know that God is watching everything we're saying.
As God may be my witness and my judge.
Good Lord, God in heaven.
I don't talk like that.
Good God, forgive this woman for the things she said tonight on this radio program. Talk about a man going in and squeezing one out. She's talking about a man.
What, Pastor Renick, you praying?
I'm praying. The lady is, she's ill. The woman's ill.
Oh, I am?
You're coming on this radio show and you're talking about the rectum.
I didn't say that.
Ma'am, you said that.
I said the rectory.
She said a rectory. Do you know what that is?
No, he doesn't.
What is it, Pastor Renick? Do you know what a rectory is?
I guess I don't.
That's where the priest lives.
I'll bet he does. Morning, noon, and night.
Oh, boy, you got a filthy mind.
Hey, I'm not the one that started that whole mess. Don't look at me. I got a wife. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you have a wife, and I feel sorry for her.
But you feel sorry for me? You talk about a man living in a rectum. And
the rectory, which is where the guy lives, the priest. And she's talking about people stealing.
Look, Dolores, let's pray together.
Yes, sir.
God, thank you for the phone call I get from Dolores. She's a woman of commitment. I know she's a religious woman. I'm sorry I misunderstood her. I know there's a certain sexual tension between a black man and a white woman.
Oh, dear.
I'm hoping that...
What has that got to do? What are you doing?
You're interrupting my prayer.
Yes, I'm interrupting
you, what are you
too.
Whoa, you're interrupting my prayer.
Please take your prayer someplace else. Because your soul is not clean.
So in other words, my prayer ain't good enough for you. Well, you come on and you talk about what? Your church open? No, it ain't. That tears it right there. Oh, man.
All right, look. Dolores, thank you for your call.
I'm sorry I caused the commotion.
Well, no, you haven't caused the
commotion. Let me ask you a question. You got that kind of Lauren Bacall voice going on, don't you?
Huh?
Hey, is this Mercedes McCambridge? I got to hear you do one thing. Say this. Maren. Can you do that?
Will you get out of here? 1-800-449-8686. We're taking a break. Pastor William Renick is on to talk about how his church will be closed on Super Bowl Sunday, as many churches will be, because there's no point, really, in having services when the only people that show up for service are not the ordinary churchgoers, the bright-eyed and the intelligent-looking ones. He says, you look out more and more on Super Bowl Sunday on a sea of dull faces. We'll talk more about it. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Going straight to the hot place. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show. The Catholic Church, is that considered to be Christian?
The Catholic Church is not considered to be a Christian church in the sense that we consider ourselves. I'm not saying they don't believe in Jesus. But that's a whole other thing. You know, I could go on and on about Catholics, you know. And I know you're Catholic, Phil. But there's so much that I could say. See, we don't worship everything you... The Catholics are all worshiping, you know, I read where they got a saint. It's a little tiny baby. And you pray to that? I mean...
Well, no, you don't pray to a saint the way you pray to God. In the Catholic Church... You just ask for the saint to intercede, you know.
That's what I'm saying. We don't believe in that. What do you mean you pray to a saint to intercede? In the Christian faith, I'm a one way. I tell you, I got a one-way hotline, the red phone to God. I got to be, what are you doing? You're praying to like I remember that they had a guy, one of these saints used to sit on a pole. You praying to a guy sitting on a pole? You know,
a lot of those saints have now been de-sanctified or de-sainted. Well, you know what I mean. They're no longer saints. The guy that sat on a pole. I forget what his name was. He was a kooky, saint.
You telling me? Yeah, hey, I think that is so foul. Yeah, let's make a saint out of a guy that took a pole.
No. Didn't take a pole. Climbed up in the old days. Men believed they could get closer to God by climbing way up these very high columns.
Yeah, okay.
Whatever that means.
No, you're the one talking about it. You don't.
No, you're the guy that brought it up. 1-800-449-8686. Rob, go ahead.
Yes, sir. Hey, Pastor, how you doing?
Very good, thank you.
Hey, I kind of got you back on this one. Just a little bit.
1-800-449-8686. Go to Andrew. Andrew, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Hi, yeah, I was just curious where in the Bible you have evidence supporting your claim that you have people praying to a picture of you in front of the church.
No. It's not in front of the church. This is our office. And there is a picture of me in the office. If they really want to go to church and they don't want to pray out in front of the church, they can come into the office. The only religious artifact we've got in there is a picture of me. That's all I'm saying.
But you were just talking about the Catholic saints and how people, you thought it was crazy that they prayed to them to God. The way, what you just said is you want them to pray to you to God, almost like you're acting like a saint. Why don't you put up a cross or something?
Well, let me ask you a question before I answer all these questions. What are you? Are you a Christian?
Yes, I'm a Christian. I'm a pastor's son. I've been in the church for my entire life, and I currently help run a church here in Arizona.
Oh, you the guy that just called?
Huh?
You the guy that just... I just talked to a guy from Arizona.
No, I haven't talked to you before.
Some guy that flew in from Michigan.
What does that have to do with my question?
I just want to know, did you just fly in from Michigan?
What's that...
Asking you a question. Did you just fly in from Michigan?
No, I've been here my entire life. I've never been to Michigan.
But did like your uncle just fly in from Michigan or something like that?
What has this got to do with that?
I'm just asking a man.
No, I didn't.
If he's lying to me, so I want to know how religious you are. I want you to tell me the truth right now. Is this somebody you know just flew in from Michigan?
No, I don't know anyone from Michigan.
Oh man, you are lying. Because I just talked to him.
How can you say that if you didn't talk to this guy?
I just talked to a man who just came in. He just busted into town from Michigan.
So what?
In Phoenix.
What's your question, Andrew? I'm going to ask him to restate it. What's your question again, Andrew?
I want to know why he has a picture of himself
cool.
People to pray to. And where he can support that claim.
The Bible tells us very clearly. Through me, you will know him.
Yeah, that's Christ,
yeah.
Not you.
Yeah.
That's Jesus Christ,
no.
The Messiah.
Absolutely.
That's God. That's not all humans are flawed.
Well,
we are
I know
perfect.
My Bible, and there ain't nobody named Hugh, okay? Because you just said that's not Hugh.
That's not you. Y-O-U.
No, bullcrap. You said Hugh.
He said you.
Y-O-U. The only, that verse is referring to Jesus Christ, not us humans.
Right, that's
all
right.
All humans are flawed. The only perfect
exactly.
person was Christ.
Right.
And that's referring to through Christ, you will know him.
That's
not
right.
A picture of you, a picture of Christ.
Exactly.
So
let me ask you something. If you get a man who comes out of the rain, he comes off the hot streets, he comes off the cold street. The man may be hungry, the man may be tired. He come into an office, say, just kneel down and pray. And he looks up at a picture of you, Andrew. Let's just say it's a picture of you. But he believes it to be that of Jesus Christ.
That?
Hold on. Let me finish now.
Okay, I will.
He don't believe it's Andrew. Because he's so dumb, or he's so sick, or his brain's so leprosy-ridden, or whatever. He think he look at a picture of you, but he think it's Jesus. Now, let me ask you something. Is that a sin?
What's that have to do with
Wait, anything? Wait, I just ask you a question. If they look at my face... And they think I look more like Jesus than you do. I'm black. You white.
I'm confused. What's he asking?
Mr. Henry?
Yes, Pastor.
This man is like preaching on Super Bowl Sunday. I look out, what do I see?
All right, hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686. Is he back on the line?
Yeah.
Hey, Pastor. Hang up on him. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Born again. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
All right, we got just one or two things to remind you of. We need to tell you that on Sunday we're going to be at the Ontario Mills Mall with the guys from Extra Sports 570, and we're going to be doing kind of a pre-Super Bowl radio show. That's from noon until 3. We're also welcoming you to our website. What was I going to tell them about? On a website and the Bobby Dooley T-shirt and the CDs. Oh, yeah. Pick up the Best of the Phil Henry Show CD.
Well, I want to mention one thing.
Will you get out of here? And don't forget that the Best of CD...
All right, so in other words, you want to sell your CD so you make yourself look big, and meanwhile, Jesus, he's hanging from the cross like a Roman wall hanging. Boy, you are some kind of...
Yeah, look it, pal. You had your chance. Roman wall hanging. The CD, the money we raise goes to my friend's place, the Resource Center for Homeless and Runaway Kids in Hollywood, California. That's www.philhenryshow.com. Just go to our souvenir shop. World famous Phil Henry Show. Be right back.
1-800-449-8686. The world famous Phil Henry Show.